Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer by Robert L. May. Narrated by Stephen R. Thorne. 'Twas the day before Christmas, and all through the hills, the reindeer were playing, enjoying their spills. While every so often they'd stop to call names at one little deer not allowed in their games.
"Ha ha! Look at Rudolph!
His nose is a sight! It's red as a beet, twice as big,
twice as bright."
While Rudolph just cried, what else could he do? He knew that the things they were saying were true. Where most reindeer's noses are brownish and tiny, poor Rudolph's was red, very large, and quite shiny. In daylight, it sparkled, the picture shows that. At nighttime, it glowed like the eyes of a cat. Although he was lonesome, he always was good, obeying his parents as good reindeer should. That's why, on this day, Rudolph almost felt playful. He hoped that from Santa, soon driving his sleighful of presents and candy and dollies and toys for good little animals, good girls and boys, he'd get just as much, and this is what pleased him, as the happier, handsomer reindeer who teased him. So as night and a fog hid the world like a hood, he went to bed hopeful. He knew he'd been good. While way, way up north on this same foggy night, old Santa was packing his sleigh for its flight.
"This fog," he called out, "will be hard to get through." He shook his round head and his